USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Authorities say a hate crime occurred when an 18-year-old New York State man drove hours to Buffalo on Saturday afternoon and shot up a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood. Police Commissioner Joe Garmalia says the shooter was heavily armed, had tactical gear, and live-streamed the attack.
The individual exited his car and engaged four individuals. He shot four people in the parking lot. Three of those were deceased. One individual at this time is surviving the injury.
In all, 10 people were killed, including a security guard who was a retired cop. Three people were wounded. 11 of the victims overall are black. Officials have also called the incident racially motivated violent extremism. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to show support to the Ukrainian people. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.